Simon Hamilton, can you outline what you think are the main benefits for Northern Ireland of corporation taxes devolved?
Well, the Northern Ireland economy, as everybody knows, is very highly dependent on the public sector, and we need to grow the size of our private sector in Northern Ireland. And, you know, as we look around the world, we see other economies, particularly the Republic of Ireland, have a low corporation tax rate. And they're capable of attracting companies through foreign direct investment, as well as giving a boost to Indigenous companies. And, you know, we believe here in Stormont that Northern Ireland has a huge product to offer, and we have many advantages that are going for us, actually many advantages that the Irish public don't possess. But we think that if we can get a lower corporation tax, we can attract investment from outside of Northern Ireland. We can encourage companies who are already in Northern Ireland to expand. And as a result of all of that, we'll see increased employment, increased skills, and most importantly, I think we'll see benefits for small businesses right across Northern Ireland, as whether that's in the construction sector, whether that's in terms of supply chain, or whether that's simply because there's going to be more money in people's pockets in Northern Ireland that's going to be spent in shops and services right across the province. All in all, I think, you know, that the idea of cutting corporation tax has many, many positives and can help us here at Stormont in our objective of growing our economy.
And what do you say to public sector unions and others who may be fearful of cuts in employment in the public sector?
I think that's entirely understandable, particularly given the times that we are in. Yeah. And I think, you know, there is clearly a price involved in all of this, and we have got a job of work to do at this moment in time in making sure that that price is the right price and as low a price as it possibly can be, so that whenever we do have to implement those reductions, that it doesn't impact severely on the economy in Northern Ireland. Obviously, we have a huge reform programme, containment within the programme for government as well, which hopefully will reap some savings which could be put to use in terms of corporation tax. But, you know, we have, I think what we have to say to everybody in Northern Ireland, whether they're public sector unions, whether they're private sector workers or whatever they might be, that we have to grow their economy. This is the shot in the arm economically that we think can do that. And everybody will benefit if our economy grows. I think that's the message I would send out.
Okay, thank you.